You know, Irving-based Nexstar Media Group's got 169 stations. They're in 100 markets spread out over the country, and fully 40% of U.S. television households see one of their stations. It's all been put together by Perry Suk, the chairman, president, and CEO. They just came with earnings. Wall Street evidently loved it because the stock spiked on the news. Perry Suk joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Good to be with you as well.
Thank you. I thought, you know, I saw that stock spike immediately on your earnings report. I thought you announced a cure for prickly heat or something.
Well, it's, I think, you know, on any given day, it's what have you done for me lately? And, you know, we had a great earnings report, and I think people liked what they heard and liked the guidance on a going forward basis and kind of how the company is structured. You know, distribution revenue now is greater than core advertising revenue, and that'll continue going forward, which I think gives some stability to you know, revenues and cash flows, and that's not totally advertiser dependent. So we're still down for the year, and we're obviously working to get that back, and would love to retrace our steps to our all-time high close in January, which was in the $81 range.
Well, but part of that, it's got to be because the space is so confusing right now. Everybody's at least trying to merge with everybody else. I guess we'll find out next month about AT&T and Time Warner, and then Fox is either going to go to Disney or maybe it's now Comcast, and then who knows what's happening with Tribune and Sinclair. There's a lot of movement in this space right now.
There is, and I think there is a bit of overhang as a result of it. People are wanting to know if these deals are going to get done, and if so, with what conditions, everything from AT&T, Time Warner, to Sinclair and Tribune. And I think that once the unknown becomes known, I could see a, you know, kind of a relief rally happening in the space, but I think that probably would be later this year when all the regulatory issues have played out.
Are you immune to this? Because you've carved out a unique niche for yourself, sort of filling the void that's left with the vacating community papers and everything else. You're a different kind of broadcaster in a sense.
Well, regardless of how big we get nationally, our job is, you know, to serve local communities, and I'm just the holding company of those local community-focused television stations. Obviously, we run the network programming and that marquee content, whether it's NFL or basketball or hockey or award shows or things like that, married with the local news, is an unbeatable value proposition. But if we're not doing a good job locally, it doesn't matter really how big we get, because we won't be successful in the long run. So it's a company with, you know, 40% national reach, but with 100% local focus.
To that extent, I mean, I guess everybody has to be on cable. If you're going to be in your business, you need cable coverage. But in many cases, I mean, your market can get by with rabbit ears, can't it?
Yes, if you look at the 40% of the U.S. we reach, 15% of the households that we reach with our signals do not have cable or telephone or satellite. They pick us up over the air. That may be, you know, the ranch out in West Texas that's too far from the cable or can't use satellite because of the trees or just doesn't want to pay the cost. And so 15% of our viewing audience on the main television set does not use a pay service. That's roughly in line with the national average. But when you get to the second and third set, maybe the set in the kids' room or the one out in the workshop in the garage, you know, that percentage gets much higher. So over the air is an important part of our distribution model.
How much is streaming? That's what we hear so much about, and whether it's competition from Hulu or CBS, you know, Plus that's available on iPads and that sort of thing. Are you mostly a watch on television provider?
Yes, you know, these new, we are participants with all of these new entrants, these OTT or over the top, which is basically, you know, streaming the signal rather than picking it up through a set-top box or whatever. You still have to have broadband to do that generally, because if it's wireless, it'll eat up your wireless plan watching, you know, one baseball game. But we participate in all of those. It's just, it's not a huge percent of our distribution at this point. And, you know, time will tell whether it will be or not. I think, You know, and it, interesting, though, a study came out yesterday saying that the vast majority of that streaming viewing is happening on the big TV set. There's still a bump at lunchtime when people are catching up on their favorite shows while they're eating lunch, but it's less than it was. And again, television is still on television by and large.
Yeah, I mean, nobody in their right mind is going to watch a football game on their iPhone, are they?
Well, you and I might not, but you know, I think my son has no problem doing that if that's the best screen available.
He's got better
but
eyes.
Interestingly, yeah, interestingly enough, the bulk of the streaming viewing is now happening on that big TV set in the living room.
Yeah, I believe it. So your business is somewhat cyclical in that, you know, you're event driven. The Olympics come on, and you know, you get a lot of advertising. You got to be licking your chops looking ahead at the advertising season for politics. I got to believe there are going to be more contested races during the off-year elections than ever before.
Well, there's no question that there's political is the environment is not less contentious. I would say it's more. But again, as you know, Senator Monahan said when he was alive, all politics is local. And if you look at our footprint of television stations, you know, of the 35 Senate races that are up, we're in markets that will cover 80% of those. Same for the gubernatorial races, and we reach about a third of the House members with our signals. So we anticipate it will be a record political year for us this year, even though it's not a presidential election, because of the battleground states that will be contested for these particularly contentious House, Senate, and local governor's races.
All right. So last, it's been so much fun to watch your company evolve and grow and grow. And, of course, you took one big leap here not too long ago. Are you ready to start growing again?
Opportunistically, yes, and you know, with the national cap, which right now today limits television broadcasters to reaching 39% of the country, which is an arbitrary number. You know, YouTube TV and streaming services don't have that same restriction. So, if we get relaxation in that cap, we can look at additional substantial acquisitions, and we'll you know, continue to improve our balance sheet to give us the capability to do so. They've got to be accretive acquisitions. We're not going to do a bad deal just to do a big deal. So we'll continue to be disciplined, but we would like to continue to grow the company.
Perry Sooks, the chairman, president, and chief executive officer of Nextar Media Group. It's always good to spend some time with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.